from Washington, this is VOA News. Increased caution for Americans overseas. An Ebola response fund initiated by South Africa. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. The U.S. State Department has updated its worldwide caution for Americans overseas. According to the State Department authorities, there is an increased likelihood of reprisal attacks for the U.S.-led airstrikes on Islamic State militants, especially in the Middle East, North Africa, Europe, and Asia. Friday's statement identified U.S., Western, and coalition partner interests as being at risk. The South African government, in collaboration with the country's top private companies and donors, have unveiled the Ebola Response Fund. More than $1 million have been contributed in cash and resources to battle against the intensifying Ebola outbreak in West Africa. South African Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi.
I'm feeling honored that
18 companies pledged services, goods and cash in the humanitarian crisis to West Africa. Up to so far, the goods and services are to the value of 12 million rand.
Some of the goods donated include ambulances and scooters that will be used by healthcare workers to get to remote areas in the most affected countries, Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. Some donors have also pledged to donate mobile crematoriums. 17-year-old Pakistani education activist Malala Yousafzai has become the youngest ever Nobel Peace Prize winner. She spoke to reporters Friday, saying her message to children around the world is that they should stand up for their rights. Malala was shot in the head by the Taliban on her school bus in 2012 because of her efforts to promote education for girls in Pakistan. She was quick to praise her co-recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize, Indian child rights advocate Kailash Satyarthi. This is VOA News. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang says he is confident Hong Kong's social stability can be preserved. Thousands of protesters gathered in Hong Kong Friday to renew their calls for electoral reform after government authorities abruptly canceled plans to meet with protest leaders. Meanwhile, in Britain, during a meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Mr. Li said China will not change its so-called one-country, two-systems arrangement for governing the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Li said Hong Kong's long-term stability must be preserved for the good of Hong Kong citizens as well as those in mainland China. Chancellor Merkel called for freedom of speech to be preserved in Hong Kong. She said she hoped for a peaceful resolution to Hong Kong's tensions. Fighting continued today in the Syrian city of Kobani near the Turkish border. Syrian Kurdish leaders say key government buildings have fallen to Islamic State forces there. The first phase of a clinical trial of a promising Ebola vaccine has gotten underway in the West African country of Mali, which borders Guinea, the epicenter of the deadly viral epidemic. VOA's Jessica Berman spoke with a U.S. researcher on the ground in Mali.
The vaccine, developed by researchers at the U.S. National Institutes of Health and British drug manufacturer GlaxoSmithKline, was 100% effective in protecting monkeys against lethal exposure to Ebola in preclinical trials. Three healthcare workers in Mali have received it over the past 3 days, according to vaccine researcher Myron Levine, director of the Center for Vaccine Development at the University of Maryland. He's helping conduct the clinical trials in Mali.
I've been doing vaccine development for 54 years. I have never seen anything move so quickly.
Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.
A State Department official tells VOA an upcoming Europe-Iran business conference, the first gathering of its kind, underscores to Iran the great benefits of reaching an agreement with world powers on its nuclear program, as well as the cost of failing to do so. The Europe-Iran Forum will take place in London next Wednesday and Thursday, October 15th and 16th. The gathering will unite more than 200 business executives with policymakers from Iran and Europe. The government of South Africa is expected to sign a nuclear agreement with France. The AFP news agency reports that South Africa plans to build a huge nuclear energy facility. An earlier announcement of a similar agreement with Russia provoked a firestorm of controversy. Stocks in the U.S., the Dow, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ index all were down. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.